This is The Rich Eisen Show.
So, what's the latest on love?
The Rich Eisen Show.
The first two preseason games, for me, enough that I need to see.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I saw the clip that your show account tweeted the other day, and I responded to it with the gift from my favorite Christmas movie, I'm Polar Express, with the conductor of Polar Express saying, all aboard.
Today's guests from the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, Mike Wright and Jason Moore. ESPN college football and NFL analyst Robert Griffin III. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Some great conversations over the first 2 hours. Real and fantasy football. Robert Griffin III with the real, the fantasy footballers. From the Fantasy Football Podcast, my friends Jason Moore and Mike Wright were here in studio. If you missed it, we re-air right here on the Roku channel as soon as this hour is over, and we've got a lot of fun over this next hour as well. TJ Jefferson, you're going to get us ready for the college football season as only you know how.
Yes,
by handing out name, image, and likeness deals to the top names in college football.
Well,
and it's just not
paid.
They're not top names because of their play, just their names.
Oh, their parents did a wonderful job.
Understood.
And how about these guys
Understood.
Get some money, Rich? Let's
Let's
go.
Do it. Let's do it. Very good. We'll hand that out. TJ Jefferson along Susie Schuster, who is sitting in for Chris Brockman. Some
Hey, Sus.
A great
Hi,
What's
Paige.
More Likely we just had right here on the show. If you missed that, Mike Del Tufo is here as well. Check us out on our podcast as well, where all podcasts can be acquired on the Cumulus Podcast Network, our YouTube page as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We had Matt Schneidman of The Athletic on yesterday because I'm fascinated by the Jordan Love subject matter, and that is lurking out there is a sneaky headline for the 2023 season. And the same thing for me with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that is why part and parcel, we are having Mark Cabali of The Athletic call into the show, kind enough to do so after the Steelers took care of business in Atlanta last night. How are you, Mark?
Pretty good, Rich. How you been?
I'm doing great. You tell me. I mean, you've been around this team for over 20 years now. What's the optimism level and in terms of the reality of the optimism?
Well, the optimism, if you're talking about outside the organization and the fan base, you probably go as high as you can possibly go, then go another mile or two above it. I mean, it's just Kenny Pickett mania here in Pittsburgh, fan-wise, after this preseason he's put on. It's been a flawless preseason, not only in numbers, just how he's been able to get better each and every week, and he looks like a totally different guy from last year. As for the Steelers, they have to be a little bit surprised, too, of the quickness of his development. I mean, we saw inkling of it. We saw a little pieces of it late last year against the Raiders and the Ravens when he was able to lead last-minute drives. I mean, it gave you a little peek into what he was able to do. The Steelers really didn't ask him to do a lot last year. So this year has been a little bit different so far. They wanted to see how he's been able to handle everything on the offseason of getting better. And he's just been spectacular. It's with everything, Rich. I mean, it's with the throws. It's with the decisions. It's with the locker room stuff. It's just he looks like an absolute beast of a quarterback right now that can lead this team to the playoffs. And a lot of people might not notice that from the outside, but if you're around the organization, you saw this coming gradually and gradually of him just looking better and better. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him right now. He's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, five drives in the preseason, five touchdowns, three targets for George Pickens, all first downs and a touchdown as well. Pickens, we had on the show last week. It was a fun conversation with him.
Yes.
And he does look the part. For sure, Mark. What about what you've seen in practice, in the locker room, and things of that nature?
That's two straight years for George Pickens. As in, when we're talking about training camp, you
right.
get the ball anywhere near him, he's making the catch. There is not a ball that you get thrown to him and say, "Yeah, he's not going to be able to make that catch." He somehow makes it. And at first, you thought maybe, okay, maybe it's a little bit of a fluke. He's a guy that you don't know much about now, but it's just he's been getting better and better. What's really, really people like about him now with the Steelers is that he's been able to expand his route tree. He's just not a go-deep guy, even though you saw that yesterday with the catch he had in Atlanta. He's a guy that's able to go across the middle now. He's a guy that's able to, you know, catch and run. That's what they were really looking out for him to do this year. If you look last year, he kind of petered off late in the season last year. Didn't get a ton of reps. Didn't get a lot of catches because he was, I mean, for lack of better terms, he was just a one-trick pony type of guy. He has changed his game into a guy that can do a little bit of everything. And like I said, if the ball's anywhere near him, he's going to catch it. He got absolute fabulous hands. I mean, we see OBJ making those catches, what was that, 8, 9, 10 years ago? He can make every catch that a small, speedy receiver makes, and he's, what, 6'3", 210, something like that? He's just a freak of nature.
Yeah, and you got Deontay Johnson. We all know about him. And Allen Robinson is on this team. Everyone seems to kind of forget Allen, period, and the fact that he's now on the Steelers. What's the expectation level for him?
Yeah, you know, that was a kind of a sneaky one by Omar Khan, the GM. He snuck in, able to acquire him from the Rams for basically nothing. The Rams just were trying to get rid of him. Steelers were looking for a slot receiver. Robinson played a little bit of mostly outside where he was successful in, I believe, Jacksonville, Chicago, and even last year with the Rams, they moving him inside. They just wanted to have a veteran presence. And he's a guy, I think he just turned 29. They haven't really overused him much in camp or preseason, trying to get him back fully healthy from the foot injury. But he's going to be significant as well because, like I said, they needed a slot guy. They wanted a guy who could be a veteran in that spot to be able to pick up third downs, be a red zone type of guy. Even though you haven't heard a ton from him so far, I think they're expecting big things for him. And you look across the board, Rich, I mean, that's just the receivers you're talking about right there. You throw Freiermuth in there, you throw Najee Harris in there, you throw Jaylen Warren in there, Darnell Washington, Kenny Pickett. All of a sudden, you got a ton of weapons for Kenny Pickett to throw to or hand off to. And it's a really exciting time in Pittsburgh after a couple down years. They really think that it's not going to be, you know, the 16, 17 points a game that they can put up 23, 24, 25 points a game and play right there with teams like the best in the AFC, the Bills, the Chiefs, and teams like that.
Well, what about Darnell Washington? He stands out in a crowd. Let's put it that way, right? And then when I saw him at the Combine off of his terrific career in Georgia, certainly his final year there, where he wasn't even – according to everybody and anyone with a set of eyes, and next year's draft will find out as well, the top tight end there in Georgia. But when he threw the sled around at the Combine like it was made of paper mache, I turned to Daniel Jeremiah in the booth. I'm like, holy smokes. And there were some injury questions about him as why he dropped. Yes. What's the scoop with him? What's going to happen with him, best you can tell?
He is an absolutely massive human, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes 6'7", all 6'7", 6'8". If he's not pushing three bills, he's darn close to it. And what makes him so unique is he prefers the block. Tight ends nowadays, they want to be the Kittles. They want to be the Kelsey's and guys like that. Darnell Washington wants to knock somebody's head off first, then catch a pass later. He struggled a little bit early in OTAs, but he's gotten a lot better since then. And what makes him almost unwatchable, uncoverable, is that size in the red zone where he knows how to use that body. He's like, he reminds me of somebody like, you know, a Charles Barkley, a guy who's 6'6 and can box people out and get rebounds. That's how he approaches a red zone target. So it's going to be tough to find a place for him to fit in at because, like I said, they got Freiermuth and even a Connor Hayward, who's a very good football player that they got in the sixth round last year, but they're just going to have to find a place for him. But that's a guy's unique. I don't know how he waited, I think, what, late third, early fourth round to be able to find a monster like that. He's very unique. And if you see, I can understand how you say he could throw the sled around because one of the first OTAs, he just picks him up and throws him around like it's nothing. So he's a massive human.
Mark Cabali of The Athletic covers the Steelers right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Defensively, I mean, look, again, it's just preseason, but the alternative would be they don't look as good. I mean, T.J. Watt's explosive list last night, it's like, okay, check that box. Yeah. He's ready to go. You know, and Cam Hayward's back. And Nick Herbig looks like they hit on him. Minka Fitzpatrick in the secondary. Patrick Peterson and Keanu Neal are second stringers on the depth chart right now. I mean, they look ready to roll, too, to me, Mark.
You know, the funny thing, you named off, what, 6-7 people?
Yeah.
And you left off Alex Highsmith,
right,
who had 14.5 sacks last year, right?
Unreal.
They got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent on that side of the ball as well. What they needed to do and what they think they did do was upgrade the inside linebacker position in the offseason with Omar Khan and Andy White bringing in total revamping the whole inside guys. They brought in Landon Roberts. They brought in Cole Holcomb. They somehow got Quan Alexander to agree to come in midway through training camp. So they like where they're at right there. They're a little light in the secondary, the cornerbacks. So you have to keep an eye on there. I think they like what they have with Levi Wallace and Patrick Peterson, and even Joey Porter, second round pick.
Yeah.
He was 32nd overall. But they could be an injury away from, you know, struggling at that position to find people. But Nick Herbig is another one. You're absolutely right. This is a guy that, you know, undersized. 220 for an edge rusher, you know, get out of town. But no, he's been doing this from the day one he stepped on campus. He is just running through people, running around people. The only problem is with him is I don't know where you find a spot for him because they got Marcus Golden, too, as a number three, number four edge rusher as well. Where do you find snaps for Herbig, you know, more than 8 or 10 a game? I mean, Watt and Highsmith are going to play 90-some percent of the snaps. So you look at defensive coordinator Terrell Austin, and he has his work cut out for him just to get some of those guys on the team. And I'd be remiss not to mention something about Omar Khan and Andy Weidel just putting together a depth team right here. I mean, every single position other than maybe cornerback, they got depth, and that was by design. They got depth in competition, so – I mean, I know it's only preseason. We're probably overhyping all of this because it is the NFL and anything can happen. But, boy, they look like they're going on the right direction to me.
They sure do. It's just too bad they don't have a coach who can put it all together. Wait a minute. I mean, he must be out of his mind, Tomlin.
On the hot seat, right?
No, please.
On the hot seat, right?
What the hell? That is the dumbest storyline out there. Honestly, and I keep saying it, you know, any Steeler fan that says they have Tomlin fatigue is out of their skulls. Yeah. He would truly have another job within 5 minutes, you know, and not the Rob Ryan style, like for real in 5 minutes.
It's unbelievable, Rich. You just watch him. He's 17 years in, I believe. He's 52, 53. He has more energy than 22-year-olds out there every single day leading those guys on the practice field. It's just totally amazing. I get tired sometimes just watching him coach, and you talk about lack of fatigue. This is a guy that he loves what he does. And when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life, right? And that's how Tomlin is. And I think, honestly, people in Pittsburgh probably not going to like this, but I think they're spoiled. I honestly do.
Why won't they like it, Mark? I know people don't like being called spoiled, but put more meat on that bone, Mark.
Well, they're spoiled because they've had a coach and a team that's been so successful over the past. They haven't had obviously a losing season. That rubs people the wrong way because when you say Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, the next thing out of people's mouths are, yeah, but when was the last time you won a playoff game? That was 2016, I do believe. So I think expectations are so high that when you do have 3 or 4 years without being successful, that people try to take swipes at you and want to move on and think it's better on the other side, you know? And it's not, I mean, this is a guy that's now gone through 2 separate total rebuilds. He's never had a losing season through a total rebuild. Not to mention those rebuilds have only taken about 2 years. That's unheard of. And you know, unless you're Bill Belichick, right? I mean, so I think they're just used to winning, and if they don't continuously win division titles and they continuously play for AFC championship games, people consider a failure, and that failure would be then Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, the division weekend of 2016's season, beating the Kansas City Chiefs to make the conference championship game, losing to Brady and the Patriots. That was the last time. Look, man, and I understand it. I'm a Yankee fan, so I think it might be something similar here. It's just like, it's not about just 90-win seasons. Like, you got to make the World Series, and I totally get it. But I also know Tomlin's the man, and I see what he does in practice. Having broadcast meetings with him, like, you want to run through a wall, you know? And so I guess my last question for you, Mark Cabali of The Athletic. Why not the Steelers this year? Why not the Steelers this year? And I know it's not your job to cheerlead here or at all. Like, you tell it like it is. Why not, Mark?
Yeah. I always look for the chinks in the armor, so to speak, you know, looking for being a negative person here, and it's hard to find stuff right now. The only thing I look at right now is it's an extremely hard division. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bengals should be good. The Ravens should be good. The Browns should be a lot better. Extremely difficult conference. You know, 8, 9, 10 deep that can potentially, you know, make the playoffs. That's it. And I just need to see it in game action. They've crossed, checked everything off so far, you know. The OTAs, the mini camps, the preseason games, everything's looked good. The only thing we haven't seen from them is consistency throughout the games. Once you get into the season, you get 49ers right off the bat at Acrisure Stadium. That should give you a more read into it. But this is the NFL, man. It's crazier things have happened. Didn't the Eagles go from, like, 9-8 to winning it all within a year? So it's not totally out of the realm of possibility. Myself, I just need to see more of it, because when you have an absolutely perfect preseason and offseason like the Steelers have, I want to say that, wow, this just can't be like this. Something has to rear its ugly head and, you know, knock them down a peg here if it's injuries or whatever it could possibly be. I'm just like that at heart, so maybe not. I just think big time is tough division, tough conference, and a lot of young people, a lot of new people. I truly believe, and I've been saying this for a while, this is the year before the year. I think they'll be good this year. Next year, I think, is the year where you're talking very possible a Super Bowl appearance.
I don't know. Maybe they arrive early. A glass is half full, Mark, because if I'm not mistaken, I just heard you say the word acrisure without biting it off. Isn't that what you're supposed to do in Pittsburgh right now? You're supposed to bite that word off, as you said?
I think people still just call it Heinz Field around here. So,
hey, the Los Angeles people still call it Staples around here. You know, they can't get past it. Thanks for the call, Mark. Look for more of my calls throughout the season. Greatly appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, that's Mark Cabali of The Athletic. And again, I know that's his first foray here on the show. He just strikes me, you just hear him. Doesn't strike me as a guy that's just going to, you know, talk about sunshine and rays and things like that. But I see what they've done. Being at the combine, being at the draft, throughout the whole process of the draft, and then the training camp season, the preseason. I don't know, man. Why not them?
He had a very good point, though. Steelers fans, and I know because I grew up amongst them all, they're spoiled. They've enjoyed a very high level of success, as you know. Most Super Bowl, tied for the most Super Bowl championships. They have a coach, and they've done a great job, Rich. As you've said before, you're 54. The Steelers have had three coaches your entire life.
That's correct.
Three.
Year I was born was Chuck Knoll's first year.
That's it. So the stability at the top of this organization is unparalleled, unmatched. But Steeler fans, and I do know this, they do kind of complain about Tomlin. They say, well, yeah, we haven't had a losing season, but we haven't won. The problem with the Steelers is, much like Karl Malone and Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing, is they just happen to be around in the age of Belichick and Brady. And they shut down a lot of teams.
And they popped through.
And they did pop through. They
with Big Ben twice. Yeah.
But, yeah, I Steeler Which fans, is, when I go home, I hear it. I wish I had those problems with my team.
And they want to win. And you love Tomlin, but NFL fans are fickle, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I was thinking when he said he's out there running out with his team and the energy level at 52. Pete Carroll is 20
That's,
years older.
Slinging
20.
The rock out there, throwing passes. And
I know.
By the way, did you see, totally non sequitur, but yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Kevin Hart pulled
yes.
several muscles running the 40?
Against, apparently he ran the 40 against Stephen Ridley.
Yes.
For, I have no idea what he did.
I want to give you props, Rich. You have pulled a hamstring.
Yes, I knew.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Over the last, how many years?
Yeah, in a suit.
Uh-huh. In a suit.
18 years.
Sometimes with wingtips.
Sometimes.
And Kevin Hart's like 140 in and he's hurt?
I don't know. Kevin, I saw on his Instagram feed complaining about hearing from so many different people in his life about apparently he tore an abdominal muscle.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
And he heard it from people and he said he was sick and tired of hearing it from people. And all I would say to Kevin is just reach out to me. I'll give you all the tips you need about prepping for a 40.
Yeah.
And then running the 40.
Surviving the 40.
And
surviving
the 40. I was just thinking about
40.
This, TJ.
Thanks,
Susie, it's the first thing I thought when I was watching Kevin's video, and he's in a wheelchair. He's like, I tore my abductors. I don't know what that is, but I tore them. And I'm like, man, Rich is like, for yeah. as many years as you've been doing
Thank
this,
you.
You've made it out pretty unscathed.
I'm just saying.
And yeah. TJ, I was just thinking, why isn't Kevin crediting Rich? Saying, Rich, I got the idea to run the 40.
No, I don't need
Ridley,
any credit. I don't need any credit.
Thinking,
well, Rich's credit, Susie, comes when all the money rolls into St. Jude's
understood.
And all those checks.
I appreciate everybody bringing this up. But not everybody can just get through it unscathed.
I think you
and
should.
And I run it multiple times. As you see, I run it multiple times, yeah. much to your
Oof.
Chagrin.
Now, Suze, that and being said,
yeah, you're chagrined.
That being said, then for next year, we just should have you on deck just in case his abductor tears.
Oh, she did it this year.
You know, we just got to have you on deck in case he blows something out.
Susie
yeah, you
can't
should.
Come to work.
But
you finally
maybe,
ran it this year.
I did.
And you did it for our kids so they could see mom
I
run
did,
it too.
So they could see that I did it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you got upset with your time. And I'm like, welcome to my world. But
which you made me
we
bring up
got
to her.
Through it in one piece, unlike apparently Kevin Hart.
I think you should record something for Kevin and post it and say, hey, Kevin, just saying.
I did post on his site, you know.
No, put a video out. TJ, let's do a video.
Okay.
Let's get it out there. Hey,
okay.
Kevin.
Let's do it.
Understood. And I did stand up in college, so I have many lanes.
Oh, God, TJ, I went to one show.
No.
Really?
No.
Did you really?
Yeah, but this was years later,
not
after college. I hadn't done it in years, and I was
better.
On ESPN, so I couldn't really do
went
my
with a whole
act.
Bunch of, like, SportsCenter anchors and me. Not funny.
Were you dating at that point?
No.
As a matter of fact, our children became further away from
like
being possible
so
after that night.
So the Polaroid started to
like,
fade out?
Yeah, the Polaroid faded.
He told Seuss, is that it?
It was a little cringy.
All right. Now we're taking a break.
We don't have to, do
no, we?
We
do. There's phone calls. And then there's your segment. And then I do want to take the pin out of the Seattle Seahawks talk. That's still to come right here. TJ on college football previews only we can coming up.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
We have a game that we play here called Start, Bench, Cut.
Okay.
Sort of like the you know what, marry, kill
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Okay. Where you we get
keep
you,
it clean.
We try. Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, start, bench. Well, we make the Goodness of the rich. Of that you know the marry part is the bench part.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we give you three. Here we go.
Start.
Start now.
Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up.
All right. Start, bench, cut here with Kevin Hart. Here are your three choices okay. to play basketball. Have it as a teammate.
Okay. Okay.
The Rock, Cube, or Will Ferrell. You have to start one of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to start.
Bench one, or if you've been in movies with all of these guys.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to start Will Ferrell.
You start Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
Jackie Moon gets to start.
Jackie Moon gets to start. Okay. Just because I know that he's got the passion behind the game.
Okay.
His spirit is always high. I'm going to cut The Rock. I'm going to cut him.
He's out. Out?
Wow. He's out.
Why?
His attitude.
Oh.
His attitude. His attitude. I don't like his attitude.
And you're going to bench Cube? You're going to bring Cube off the bench?
I'm going to bring Cube off the bench. I'm bringing Cube off the bench because Cube is too cool to play the whole game. So there's going to be moments where Cube look at his sneaks and he's like, I just realized I'm messing these up. And I'm like, you're right, Cube. You okay. sit down for a second and get your new pair of sneaks. You got to keep him calm, you know? You don't want him giving you, you, like, just getting upset. So I got to make sure that tomorrow's going to be
he'll
a good
have
day.
Sunglasses on. It's too dark.
Yeah, it's going to be real cool.
Yeah.
And plus, it's a smart move here with Will's the tallest of them all. Nice inside-out game with you.
Yeah, me and Will are going to dominate. I got to start Will. But the Rock's out of here. He's cut. Bye.
Kevin Hart, I just saw his video of running. He ran it on pavement. Oh, my gosh. Help me help you, Kevin. Help me help you running a 40-yard dash on pavement. My goodness gracious. Get well soon, Kevin, obviously. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back on the air with our Roku channel live stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jimmy in San Antonio. Let's take his phone call
Jimmy.
Here on the program. What's up, Jimmy?
¿Cómo estamos?
Muy bien, y tú, muchacho.
What's up?
Hola, Susita. Sorry, I'm a Trevino, not a Garoppolo.
That's okay, Jimmy. I'm glad you called in regardless.
Well, I have.
By the way, I just got him. I'm a Trevino, not a Garoppolo. That's fantastic,
I have a question
Jimmy.
For
you
Rich.
Make me
I
laugh,
have a
man.
Question for Susie, okay. but I want to say this so it's on tape. Hey, Brockman, F skew.
Wow.
Hey, that was rude what he did to you, Rich.
It's okay.
I appreciated it. It was funny.
Appreciate that. What's on your mind? What questions do you have?
Okay, you want you first or Susie? It's your show.
ladies first, Jimmy.
Is it Jimmy,
okay,
though?
Susie, what the football, yo? I was your first ever caller with you and my crush, Amy Trask, and now we have a new name?
Well, we thought after the show, we're like, how can we make Jimmy happy? We said, let's start a podcast just for Jimmy. So mm-hmm. What the football came around.
Jimmy.
And we're starting on the 12th. We can't wait. And we're excited to do something a little different. Just take our chemistry. You know, it's not going to be your downs and distance and heavy-legged waist benders. It's going to be just a normal conversation about football and the stories, and there'll be ice cream involved. I'm just saying.
All right, I'll provide my own mimosas. I'm cool.
There you go. Well done, Jimmy.
But you know I will bring mimosas when I sit in for Rich in the other chair.
My question is about the NFC East.
Yes, sir.
With the emergence of Sam Howell and Isaiah Simmons going to the Giants, is this becoming one of the toughest divisions in the NFL?
I still think if I had to choose tougher Eastern divisions, I'd take the AFC. But let's see if Sam Howell makes it a four-pack, and let's just see if the Giants can keep it going from last year. I'm with you on that front. You take
it's
a look at the whole.
There, right?
I know, absolutely. Isaiah Simmons is a sneaky. I mean, I remember when Isaiah Simmons was coming out. And thanks for the call, Jimmy, and maybe Al from Dallas when he calls back in will confirm it. When Isaiah Simmons was in the draft, Giants fans were like, "Go get him! They want him!" And now they got him for a seventh.
Seventh.
Yeah,
he was the number eight pick in the draft.
I guess he wasn't just fitting in the Gannon defense and just say, "Show him the door." And they're also pruning the tree just in case it falls flat for Caleb Williams. I'm serious,
sorry,
man.
I meant to ask you that earlier.
I think so.
Is this an indication that the towel is being thrown
No, they're not. You don't throw in towels in the NFL. There's grown-ass men who want to win football games on every roster, and they want to eat, and they want their own contracts, and they want their jobs, and you do not tank. There is no tanking in the NFL. What you do is you prune the tree.
But there is a script, though.
There is a script
yes. that they have to follow
Correct.
In order to get through the season.
But you prune the tree. And what they've done with showing DeAndre Hopkins the door and other matters, they did get Josh Dobbs, who I think is a nice player. You know,
he's a good backup. He could end up starting.
And he could end up starting. And I'd love to see it. And it makes sense. He fits in. Like, if you're running an offense for Kyler Murray, you should have a backup that runs an offense that Kyler Murray could run instead of Colt McCoy. I know you want a veteran hand, but, and just one other thing about the NFC West when we're on the subject matter. There was a move the Seattle Seahawks made yesterday, and it's just like, okay. Now, Jackson Smith and Jigba getting hurt, I don't know how significant it is. And, of course, they're not going to come out and say, you know, several weeks or 4 to 6, 6 to 8, whatever. Or it could be less than that. I hope it is because the kid is insanely talented. Mm-hmm. And you add him to, you know, an offense that has the author of the what? Abracadabra catch that we just saw in the NFL.
Abracadabra.
I wonder how many Keegan-Michael Key takes that took. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and, you know, those young running backs, the young tackles up front, they're ready to roll. Yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and look out. The kid Bobo from UCLA might be making plays. Look out. Okay, they can really play some offense, put some points on the board. And then defensively, they add Bobby Wagner back to the mix to show everyone if they need it the way it's done here. The president returned from the pup list.
That's your guy right
there.
Jamal
Adams is going to be playing football for the Seattle Seahawks, healthy, it appears, in 2023. And that is another guy. On that deep, you already have those young, talented corners back there, too. And I know, you know, Susie Brockman left for the both of you to put me in a spot saying, who's more likely to win their division, the Packers or the Seahawks? And I chose the Packers because, I it seems to be a more winnable division in the NFC North just in general. And the Seahawks and the Niners are just going to play some brutal paint-swapping affairs. And even if they split, we got to see what Seattle can do, I guess. But they can absolutely win this division as well. Jamal Adams is a terrific player that Pete and defensively they can employ all over the map. He's in places he shouldn't be, but gets away with because he's incredibly talented, just like Paul Amala used to do. Like, what's he doing there? He shouldn't be there. And then you hear from analysts who do all 22 saying he shouldn't be there because he wasn't supposed to be there. But he's there. Making plays. When I saw that yesterday, I'm like, okay, he's back too. So, who knows with Seattle and San Francisco. It's on Geno to see if he can just keep moving his career forward and take another step up.
Yeah, if he's able to do that, they're going to be in great shape if Brockman's correct. And last year was a fluke,
which I don't think it was personally. But they've got a chance to prove it right away in division against the Rams, a so-called lesser opponent at home. Go out there with the 12s, beat them up if you want, and then at Detroit for them to go out there. And last year that was, I think, a game that had maybe, 80 points combined in. It's going to be awesome again. And everybody thinks Detroit is much better. I'm one of them. Let's see what Seattle can do there. That is Detroit's home opener. After they'll have an extra weekend off because they're taking on the Chiefs. Carolina at home at the Giants and then a bye. We'll see what happens. But Jamal Adams being back, that's one of those, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, TJ.
Oh.
You want to do it?
You know my motto.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right
what
now?
What am I going to do? Well, I took college football's all-name team.
Okay.
And decided to help them pad their pockets a little and presented them maybe some NIL deals that could be worked out if they're lucky.
Let's give some music. There it is. TJ Jefferson.
Hit my music.
How many names do you have over there?
What we got 20, so we're going to go real quick.
Jeez. All right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So starting off, guys, we have Kool-Aid McKinstry of Alabama. I mean, obviously, Kool-Aid's the easy one, but I'd like to think differently. I'm saying if you're Sonny D, you need to contact Kool-Aid and then get him on your team. Okay. Because think about it. I'm Kool-Aid. I drink Sonny D. That just makes sense.
These are real names, aren't they?
Real names, yes.
Storm Duck.
Okay, out of Louisville. Aflac. When you think of a duck, you think of Aflac, and you got, you know, the Storm Duck.
Major Burns
out of LSU. Neosporin, aloe vera, you know, Hawaiian Tropic. Anything that's going to keep you from burning up.
Okay.
I think Major Burns. Now, Dude Person, that's Dude Wipes. That's easy. We have the coldest Crawford.
Well, he does have a local deal, local, right?
But I'm saying Frigidaire. Let's hook the coldest up. Like, let's get him some extra money.
The coldest Crawford.
Then you got Memorable Factor.
On Duke?
Out of Duke. Okay, and with Memorable Factor, I figured when you have something, Susie, that a memory you want to keep, what do? You take a picture of it. So Canon camera.
Susie, do you think
they should hook up?
Do you think he's got a brother or a father named Max?
Max Factor.
These are fantastic.
Okay.
There's no mobility.
There's no mobility.
He's from North Texas. He's a D-back. I believe his first name is Mohammed, but he goes by Mo Mobility. And I'm thinking any wireless carrier should want to have a guy named Mobility because you're mobile. You know you're going to get service wherever you go. I think T-Mobile would be obvious. But again, any wireless carrier should hook up Mobility.
Yeah. TJ, this is my favorite thing you've ever done.
Thank you. Amazing. Then we got Tiger Shanks. When you think Tiger, you think Tiger Woods and golf. That's good. But when you think Shanks and golf, that's bad.
That's bad.
The PGA Superstore is a perfect place for Tiger Shanks to be a representative of, in my opinion.
Tiger Shanks.
And then you got General Booty, QB out of Oklahoma. This was just too easy. This was the General Insurance. I almost didn't want to put that on there because it was too easy.
General Booty. Pirates, right? That would be good.
Pirate Booty Popcorn.
Pirate Booty.
Yeah.
Pirate Booty.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Then we got Pig Cage. That's his name. He's out of UTSA. He's a linebacker.
Definitely not kosher.
What was his mom thinking?
Jimmy Dean Cage. Sausage.
I have a feeling Pig is a nickname.
Pig is his nickname, yeah.
I hope so.
But I figure you know pigs, sausage, bacon. Jimmy Dean, Pig Cage. Makes sense to me.
That's half of the list.
That's half the list.
What else you got?
I'm going to keep it rolling.
Fish
McWilliams. Some tuna. What's the best tuna chicken of the sea? We could have that. Or Bass Pro Shops. I figure Bass Pro Shops. Hey, I'm Fish McWilliams for Bass Pro Shops. Come on. That's
the realist Clark.
Now you got my favorite one, the realist Clark, because he's the realist. And Susie, if you want to make sure that people know that you're real, not only are you real, that you're the realist, that's LifeLock. All right? Identity theft software. Okay, LifeLock system monitors identity theft, the use of personal information, and credit score changes. I'm Derealist, and I'm here for LifeLock. Come on,
okay.
And then you got Squirrel White. What's a squirrel want? A nut. So that means planners. Planners nuts.
The squirrel finds
out
a nut.
Tennessee should be down with planners.
Okay,
this is obvious. I don't know why nobody's thinking of this. You got Rowdy Beers. Okay, well if you're thinking a beer and Rowdy, what better than Stone Cold Steve Austin's
Broken
Skull?
The bottom line.
That's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. Give me an old hell yeah. So Rowdy Beers, I want you to hook up with Austin 316. Get yourself paid, my G. Power Eccles. His name's Power, like Snap. Duracell, a battery. It gives you power. Yep. Power Eccles for Duracell. That makes sense to me, Del Tufo.
Then we
got Juice Wells Jr. South Carolina's got some good ones. If your name's Juice, Tropicana or Welch's should be reaching out to you. Like, man, come on. What are we doing here?
And
Juice Wells for Tropicana. Yep. Welch's grape juice.
I got
juice.
It.
All right. Hot Rod Fitton. My man's name is Hot Rod Fitton. So if your name is Hot Rod, you got to get in the zone, AutoZone.
Okay.
Okay. That's a perfect place for Hot Rod Fitton to make some extra cash.
By the way, Teresa from Westwood One sitting here saying, "Don't stop giving away the milk for free."
Hi, Teresa. We're almost done. Then we got my man Cavassier Smoke.
That's the best.
Oh, Cavassier.
Or a Big Green Egg. You want to like Traeger Grills, something like that? Jane Muskrat, Orkin Pet Control. You got muskrats, you got pets, you got rodents. You want to call up Orkin, get your pets under control. And then you got Boogie Knight. Adam and Eve. It just made sense. If you don't know Adam and Eve, go to the website. You can find what I'm talking about with Boogie Knight.
What school is Boogie Knight in?
Boogie Knight goes to Louisiana Monroe. He's a wide receiver.
I was going to say West Valley.
I was about to say Van Nuys. Does Van Nuys have a football
Knight.
Team? I mean,
oh, God.
He's always a flight to Burbank.
He's from Torrance.
He's a star.
He's from Torrance.
He's a star. He's a bright, shining star.
Shining star.
And I always ready to shoot the scene.
I just wanted to hopefully make these young cats some extra scratch.
That was fantastic.
And that's it. And, you know, and I want to do something real quick, man, in the wrestling world, since I got the time. One of our greats passed away yesterday, Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt, wearing a shirt. Just want to say condolences to everyone out in the wrestling and in the WWE for losing that guy. But, yeah, man, that's it.
Thank you, T.J. Jefferson. Well done.
That was so good.
All right. Boogie Knight.
I mean,
those names are fantastic. That falls into the you can't make that up.
Yeah.
Cavassier Smoke.
Cavassier Smoke is a good one. Pastor Cavassier. I mean,
well done. But, Fish McKendry, Fish McWilliams was last year.
Uh-huh.
And we were saying that last time, it was like it's like something you call somebody like in a derogatory manner. Like, okay, Fish McWilliams. Got it.
Exactly.
Didn't you do a scam with Fish McKendry once?
Fish McKendry? I don't Sunday Morning Sports Center.
Oh,
Fish McKendry. I think I did a U.S. Open with Fish McKendry
Fish
once.
McKendry. Yeah.
The Realist.
Come on. The Realist is another great one.
The Realist is a great name.
It's better than DeFakest.
Oh, God. That was a drop.
Best dad ever. Jokes for days. All right, we'll take a break and wrap up the show in a moment. We'll talk about the preseason week to come.
In general,
you know what's going to happen tomorrow night. All right. So Derek Jeter tweeted this out. Did you see this one? Anybody? Anybody?
No, I didn't.
There it is. Sixth birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks like Derek's a girl dad as well. Just look at that.
It's like Derek's in Mexico.
Doesn't it look very nice where he is?
He looks tanned and thrilled.
Yeah. We have a picture of the cake, as a matter of fact. Let's check it. There it is. Oh, no, wait.
I knew you were going.
Sorry, that's A-Rod's cake that J-Lo brought him.
Nobody touched. That cake looks kind of good.
In Fenway Park. Look, the forks are still there. The plates are still there. Nobody touched A-Rod's cake.
Is that really what that is?
That's what it was.
Yeah,
she doesn't even say.
Remember when J-Lo brought, they probably went to a Shawmut's last second. Right.
Okay, a Shawmut's a bank.
Okay, what is it? What is it? What is
it? Shaw's.
The Shaw's. Okay.
A Stop and Shaw.
They probably went to a bank. Yeah, to get some money.
Open an account, you get a.
They went to Stop and Shop, right? Stop and Shop.
Went to Stop and Shop on Route 9. On the way in.
On the way into Fenway.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't even put. You know,
they
Alex.
They couldn't even write like Alex.
They couldn't even do it. No. And then nobody ate it. Could you imagine?
She presented it to him on air, Susie.
How disliked must you be to have nobody, or people are afraid of you if nobody on a television crew eats cake.
Let me tell you something, Rich. That cake got tore up after that.
You think so?
I know how many crews I've been on. We're eating that cake.
Do you know where I'm going after this?
To buy cake?
My cake?
Carvel. To pick up a Carvel.
Speaking of Girl Dad, what's going down tonight? What are we doing tonight?
So this is not great.
Hold on a minute. Actually, we're coming back on the radio audience in short order here.
I mean, let me.
That's what you're going.
Tell you, this is suspense coming up. Of what's going to happen in this afternoon, girl dad wise.
Yeah, I kind of don't know what my role in all this is going to be.
It's not going to be good. And you're not going to sleep.
I'm unaware of what my role is in all this.
Sleep
Bye.
I knew where you're going, Susan.
All right, here we go. We're back here. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, part of our live Roku channel stream. Let me tell you what's going on this weekend.
Nothing good.
Well, no. There's two different emotions going on this weekend. First up, tonight. What is happening tonight in our household, Susie Schuster?
Eisen,
what's happening tonight?
So we've got five little girls sleeping over for Taylor's double-digit birthday.
That's right. She's turning 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Tay-Tay next week.
Happy birthday.
There will be some LBK pizza in the house.
There will be a
purple Carvel ice cream cake.
Very good.
And?
With a Kit Kat moat around the outside her friend Emily had a Kit Kat moat around the outside.
I've never heard of such a thing.
And you know, whatever Emily U does is great.
Yes.
Great mom, much better than the other Susie.
Yeah.
What we like to call her.
Yeah, yeah. And So that's
she had
tonight.
A Kit Kat moat.
Okay, so and then what happens? And then what are we doing?
Five little girls sleeping over our house tonight post laser tag.
Oh my God!
It's a nightmare.
Oh, Rich.
Laser.
Donuts in the morning.
I need tag with freaking lasers.
Freaking lasers.
Rich. Is there a movie?
Oh yeah, there are movies.
Movies?
There are Barbie? Five. There are six tents being set up.
No, Oppenheimer. We're getting a special screening of Oppenheimer for the 10-year-olds.
There are six tents that we're setting up,
Rich. Moat.
That you're going to have to navigate around. Oh, yeah.
Tents outside? They sleeping outside?
Oh, no. In the den.
How do we fit six tents
in there? We fit.
Rich, do you remember that 10% I talked about? That'll be tonight. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be a sleepless night. In Los Angeles.
Well, that's great.
It's going to be great.
And I was hoping to get some rest for Saturday's sleepless night when Aaron Rodgers takes the field for the New York Jets in a preseason game that means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
And yet means everything.
Let me just say this.
I can feel it.
Let me just say this. I want to see Aaron Rodgers walking out slowly.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He's going to jog. I get it. And the fans are going to go nuts.
Aaron Rodgers.
Just understand, if you spell his name, New York, there's two A's in it.
Double A-Ron.
And let me just say, I want to see two handoffs in a row.
And once.
And I want to see one bubble screen. And if he gets a first down, I want to see two more handoffs.
And a slant.
And a deep throw.
Oh, yeah. You got to have him throw a yard.
Deep
right?
throw that he can throw quickly out of bounds. Aaron, I want your head on a swivel. I want you fully hydrated. And I don't want to see Zach Wilson on the first Monday night of the season because you didn't do what I've just said. Look at Kevin Hart. That's all I'm saying. Look to Kevin Hart.
Another 40-year-old
Kevin
man.
Thought he was fine out there on the mean streets of Los Angeles running 40-yard dashes against Stephen Ridley. What are you doing, Kevin? That's what I'm saying. Talk to me first. If you're Aaron Rodgers or Kevin Hart, I'm just saying, I can help.
RES Consulting.
I am not going to rest Saturday. Will the young ladies be gone Saturday night around 4 o'clock in the afternoon so I can sit down and just be alone? With my thoughts and my remote and watching this game? Is that possible?
It's funny because somebody just texted me about having dinner on Saturday night. I think the answer now is no.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I might be getting drunk.
Would you like to?
You might be driving. Yeah. And I might need a few drinks. It also depends on who's asking.
Greg and Amanda for Saturday night.
Oh, I like those people.
You do.
Those people.
There are so many others that he doesn't.
By the way.
I like those people.
Well, honestly, I only have a couple of Saturday nights left where I can stay out past 8 o'clock at night.
It's big real estate.
These are very, very important times we live in.
His next 5 months are booked.
Yeah, I mean, you're booked.
This reminds me of a Seinfeld episode, but I'm not sure I can say which one on the air. But I think you know what I'm talking about.
Time's running out is what I'm saying.
Yep. What's the episode?
Don't worry about it. Time's running out.
You know what I mean, right?
I don't even want to ask. Okay.
It's not the Brits.
So tonight, like, what? Honestly, what are we going to do with the boys? They're going to be like wandering around the house, saying, "What the hell's happening here?"
Xander's going out to dinner with Jake.
Okay, that's good. And then what?
Somewhere.
And then what's Coop doing?
Cooper is.
Am I taking him to the movies, or
playing the role of the middle older brother?
Very good.
Look, Cooper,
and then you're going to the movies or doing something else with Cooper?
I don't know. Look, all
we
I know
didn't
is
even do my AFC showdown.
Oh, that's what we got to do.
No, we don't have time.
We don't have time. AFC South preview.
Let's go.
Thank you. AFC South preview. Let's hit it.
Susie.
Hang on.
Do I have a graphic?
There we go. There's Brockman. Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Texans. There you go. He thinks it's the way it is. I'm Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Texans. Susie Schuster. Let's see, Susie. Hot change.
Thank you.
She puts the hot in hot change. Jaguars, Titans, Colts, and
really
Texans.
Really bad headshot. Come on, you guys.
And then finally, what's wrong with the headshot?
I don't like that one.
Oh,
all of us.
Oh,
TJ.
Little wrinkle. Texans over the Colts, huh?
Is that a Derrick Henry thing? What is it?
Well, look, if they're going to be playing around with JT and he'll get him into camp and they trade him, the Colts could be in trouble. And that's just how I look.
All right, very well done. Great AFC South preview. I'm not going to sleep all weekend.
You can go home now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Susie, you remember that stuff that, I don't know what it was called, but you put on babies' thumbs so they wouldn't suck it?
It's
the thumbs. Maybe you should get some for Rich's nails so he won't sit there and bite his nails on Sunday or Saturday.
This whole season.
Can you just live
with Michigan on Saturday and Aaron Rodgers on Sunday?
No, stop.
It's
just no, it's both Michigan and Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
Susie, record it, please.
No, I'm saying this season.
Oh, next year. Next week. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this Saturday, it's just Aaron Rodgers.
That's a memorable factor. It's going to be great. Right,
I'm not going to suck my thumb.
No, I said bite your nails.
I won't do that either.
See, I would.
No, because I would ping him.
No, okay.
Peg him with something.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you very much, Suze.
From us and Tiger Shanks.
I also want to thank Mark Cabali, RG3, and the Fantasy Footballers for joining us on this program. We'll wrap up on Roku in a moment. We'll chat Monday about a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, wow, like that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.